You can buy a lot of things out of a vending machine, but this town had perhaps the most unique such device anywhere in the nation. For this vending machine, you could get the paperwork filed for your own divorce. A unique town with a unique contraption is this edition of The American Countryside. It's time to take your fields to the next level. Farm Journal has a great lineup for you at Yield Academy 2026. Join us August 20th in Rochester, Minnesota to gain practical, hands-on information and advice to make the most of your crop production. Farm Journal agronomists Ken Berry and Missy Bauer will be there to help you unlock more out of every acre. Make a plan to join us and then stick around for the crop tour finale. Register today at farmjournalyieldacademy.com.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-409-1936. 800-409-1936. 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
When Corinn, Utah was established in 1869, it quickly got the reputation as a rough-and-tumble railroad town. While the state's residents were overwhelmingly Mormon, Corinn set itself up as the Gentile capital of the state, providing all kinds of entertainment not found in other places.
You could go into a stable, park your horse. The door right adjacent to the stable was a bar.
Resident Marjorie Mills has written a book on the history of the town. She says it had one other very unique establishment.
There was even a divorce machine, only one in the state of Utah. It was like a vending machine, but for $2.50, you could roll out your writ of divorcement right there on the street.
Corinn had an interesting mix of cultures, some permanent residents, others passing through on the Transcontinental Railroad.
There was the Chinese, which, you know, they helped on the railroad, and they were mainly the ones that were kind of kept themselves separate, but they were the launderers. You know, we heard of Chinese laundries. They did a lot of that kind of business in Corinn.
Brigham Young and the first Mormons in the state arrived here on July 24, 1847, a date known as Pioneer Day. Since Corinn was the non-Mormon Gentile capital of the state, city leaders chose to ignore that holiday.
Corinn was the only town that celebrated the 4th of July versus the 24th of July. For years, it had some really fantastic 4th of July celebrations.
The town pretty much did its own thing, including a chapter in the city's history when they literally paved their streets in gold. That story is next time as we travel the countryside in Corinn, Utah. I'm Andrew McRae.